Jessica is a 50-year-old urologist with a big secret. She has no desire to continue in medicine, but she cannot see a way out. Her financial security is based on her continuing employment, and her stress level is crying for some relief. She has supported an ex-husband who has no ambition except to savor the alimony checks she must send him every month. Her three children are reasonably sane and have been graduating from college for the last 3 years. Thankfully, that big bill is ending. She was able to keep all the balls in the air and have them graduate loan-free. She believes now her desire to do that has significantly impeded her ability to retire and have any financial security. It was a choice she made willingly at the time, but wonders if that was the wisest choice. She feels like she's working for everyone else and has no real pleasure in her life. No time for dating or hobbies. It wouldn't be fair to any man to be involved with a woman who works 60 plus hours a week, and what free time she has, she loves to spend with her children. Now that they are moving out and on their own, a life for her might be possible. She's very cautious about spending money because she learned to scrimp and save while she pays alimony and college tuitions. Her plate is much emptier, but her habits are hard to break. She does wonder what her financial situation is like, but she realizes she may not like the assessment she hears. So she continues to stick her head in the sand. Jess was listening to a webinar report from the AMA about the vast difference between what women in medicine have earned as opposed to the men in the same field. She was startled by how that difference showed up in their respective retirement accounts. That was the impetus to make her decide to put her big girl pants on and find out. Enough of ignoring it. When she came to see me, she brought what she thought she needed me to see: her tax returns, her 401k statements, her mortgage statement from the bank, and her outside investment statements. It sufficed for a meaningful conversation. I started by asking her what her goals were for retirement. She had not thought about it in dollars and cents. I suggested we start by assuming she'd need what she was currently living on. That appealed to her. I said parenthetically, I always wondered why planners like to assume you would need less when you're retired. What if you wanted to enjoy retirement and not live with less than you have now? She hungrily agreed. We did a quick assessment of where she was financially and where she wanted to go, and to her amazement, she discovered her financial situation was not that rocky. I showed her how some additional years in the hospital, perhaps without call, might strengthen her financial situation and give her some security. As she explained to me, she could easily put in a few more years if she knew why she was doing it. Having this information gave her a great deal of confidence to begin to actively create the next phase of her life, not calling it retirement, but a new start. She began to think about where she wanted to live, what activities she wanted to include in her life, medicine or not, and actually considered signing up on a dating site for people over the age of 50. Taking her head out of the sand proved to be the beginning of a creative process with freedom she hadn't felt in over 15 years. She wholeheartedly agreed it was such a relief to know where she stood. The end.